the voice of triumph. The Bible says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Let me hear you shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Yeah. Hallelujah. My, God is in the house. High five your neighbor as you take your seat and tell them God is in the house. Bible says, let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. The Lord who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. God takes pleasure in our prosperity today. Hallelujah. How many of you believe it? Lift up your hand and shout unto God, my prosperity is now. Somebody shout and declare, the famine is over. Somebody declare, my season of prosperity has come. Praise God. What an awesome atmosphere we are in the house. I want to share briefly on how to break the famine in your life. Breaking famine in your life. You know, Satan has this way of bringing crisis and calamity and situations in our lives that lead us to a place of famine, a place of lack, a place of poverty, a place of financial confinement. Because Satan's strategy in over mankind is a strategy of confinement. Satan seeks to confine you in a place of mediocrity, in a place of poverty, in a place of lack. According to statistics, the average internationally, nation by nation, of people living in consumptive debt is 90 to 95%. That means 95% of the people listening to me today are living in consumptive debt, which is a trap of Satan. Satan wants you to live in confinement, in limitation, so that your voice can never be heard in the nations. And I want to share with you today how you can break out of the famine, out of the confinement of the enemy. The first scripture I want to share with you is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and verse 5. This is what is called in the Hebrew community, they call this the Shema, the Shema, the Shema. The Shema basically is a phrase or a word taken from the very first word in this scripture, which is hear. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Adonai, our God, is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Now, I'm reading here from the Hebrew version of that verse, which says, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, which literally means, the Lord your God is, as much as he is a plural God, but he is one, and he is to be worshipped as one. The next part of the verse that says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, in your Bible, will say with all your strength. In the Hebrew, the original rendition of the scripture does not say strength. It says you shall love the Lord your God with all your resources. Therefore, when a Hebrew man hears this scripture, he's not hearing just the physical strength, but he's hearing my resources, my substance, my money, my wealth. Therefore, worship is incomplete without an offering. That is why God gave the instruction that you are not to come before my presence empty-handed. So this morning, today, as we are gathered here today, we have an opportunity to give a seed, to sow a seed, to covenant with Faith Broadcasting Network, a seed that will redefine your life forever. And I want to show you how that principle will work in your life based on the Shema, based on this primary foundational truth. Every Hebrew child, the first sentence they are taught to memorize, the first thing they are taught to understand, and they repeat this every morning and every evening, is the Shema. And the Shema is encoded in every book, every passage of scripture in your Bible, reminding us that we are to worship. That's why Jesus said, God the Father is looking for those that worship him in spirit and in truth. He understood that the audience would know that worship meant spirit, soul, and substance. Now I want to show you why the Shema is important. Let me give you four reasons. Number one, the Shema is important because it reminds us that there is but one God. The Shema is important, number two, because we are to worship Him and Him alone and nothing else. God hates idolatry. The Bible says He is a jealous God. In other words, He has an action of jealousy to consume every enemy that comes to compete for attention in your life. Number three, worship is expressed in all three dimensions of man. Your spirit, your soul, your body, expressed in your finances. And the last one, worship is incomplete without a seed. Now I want to show you an example of a man who caught this revelation. In the book of Genesis, the Word of God teaches us of how Joseph was sold into slavery and he went to serve in a foreign land in Egypt. So turn in your Bibles, if you can, to Genesis chapter 45, and I'm going to read verse 6. We know the long and short of the story up until we get to verse 6, where he states, Joseph states, "For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall be neither earing nor harvest." 5 more years to go. No earing, nothing will grow, nothing will yield a harvest, nothing will produce, nothing will grow out of the earth. 5 more years, we know the story. There were 7 years of abundance. They gathered and accumulated a great amount of resources. And then the 7 years of famine began. Now, what is interesting is we've always read this story as if there were actually 7 years of famine. I want to prove to you from the Bible that the famine was cut from 7 years to 2 years. The famine only lasted 2 years, not seven. If you read your Bible carefully, and I'm going to show you the scriptures. And if you're watching online, get ready, because God is breaking the famine in your life. God is changing your financial situation. I believe there are pastors, there are ministries, there are people in business that God is calling to partner with Faith Broadcasting Network. And today, as you partner, God is going to break the famine. God is going to break the limitation of finances and resources in your ministry, in your business, in your family. And God is going to change the environment. It was not 7 years, it was 2 years. Let's get into the word. Let me show you from the Bible. So in this passage, he says to his family, you need to come over to Egypt because there's 5 more years of famine. Now let's jump over to verse 16. Same passage, same chapter, but verse 16. It says, and the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh. He was pleased with this. It pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto your brethren, this do ye, lade your beasts and go into your land to Canaan, and take for your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you, look at this phrase, I will give you what? The good of the land of Egypt. What is the good? It is the best part of Egypt, and you shall eat of the fat of the land. Now, if you know your Bible, this is now connected. The phrase in Hebrew is connected to what was stated when Cain and Abel brought their offerings to worship God. It says Abel brought the first, the best, and the fat thereof. So Pharaoh had come to a place while Joseph was serving him to understand that the thing that has sustained Egypt is not our Egyptian ingenuity. It is not our creativity. It is not our amazing agricultural skills, but it is the blessing or the anointing upon this Hebrew boy that has been serving in our government. It is the blessing that has caused us to prosper. So based on that, Pharaoh in his wisdom observed and watched, and now he understood, I have one Hebrew in my nation. Now, what would happen if the whole family was to come into my nation? I will have a supernatural covering over my nation for an indefinite period of time, and that will redefine our economy and our agricultural capabilities, and we will become the superpower of the nations. This is the revelation that Pharaoh caught. This is why he is giving this offering. Let's keep reading. Let's keep reading. Jump down to verse 21. Look at what he says. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandments of Pharaoh. And he gave them provisions for the way. To all them he gave each man changes of raiment. Notice there's a but. He says, but to Benjamin, Benjamin means son of my strength. So the first qualified statement that was made was to give to Jacob. The second qualifying statement was to give to Benjamin, the son who was loved by Jacob. So he gave to the father and he gave to the son. But notice what is given to Benjamin, the son. It says he gave him 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. Why is this significant that the Bible had to put it here? Listen carefully, listen carefully. You need to hear this. Pharaoh was having prophetic insight in advance of time to the coming of the Messiah. So he knew that by revelation, Jesus was going to be sold for 30 pieces of silver. So by understanding the principle of the tithe, he multiplied the 30 pieces of silver by 10 and it becomes 300 pieces of silver. So he gives a complete seed into Benjamin's life and he gives him 5 raiment, 5 articles of clothing. Why? Because he understood that the Messiah was going to come holding and carrying the 5-fold anointing of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, carrying that. So he understood, I am giving into the fivefold. I am giving into an anointing that is going to die, pay the price, give a sacrifice for our total redemption and our financial restoration. So he understood what he was doing. It was a very, very deep moment. So the seed was taken all the way to Jacob. And it says, and his father sent after his manner, 10 asses, again, that is very significant, laden with good things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with corn and bread and meat, all the way to his father. Now, let's look at what happens. Now, jump over to Genesis chapter 47. A famine, I define a famine as a season or a time when the environment loses its ability to produce sufficient resources to sustain you. You are in famine if your home, your job, your career, your business cannot have the ability to sustain you by the resources it is producing. You are in famine. How do you change a famine? My brother ministered so powerfully from the book of Psalms. It is your praise, it is your worship that begins to activate things in the realm of the spirit and it begins to create a harvest. Let me show you. Are you in Genesis 47 yet? Look at this. Genesis chapter 47. Look at verse 7. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the word of God. Verse 7 reads, and Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Now let me explain something quickly. In this meeting we have Joseph, we have Jacob, and we have Pharaoh. Pharaoh is the father of the political environment. Joseph was named the father of Pharaoh. If you read earlier on, his name that was given to him was Avrek. Avrek translated to English means father or mentor to Pharaoh. So he was to become the spiritual covering over Pharaoh. So we have 3 fathers, the father of Pharaoh, the father of the political environment, and Jacob, who had been the father of the spiritual realm. When his son died in his eyes, he lost his authority for almost 20 years. But when he heard that his son was alive, the Bible says he revived, assumed his role as a spiritual authority in the region. Now he had the capacity to pass on the blessing the same way Abraham had passed the blessing to Jacob, and Jacob was to pass on the blessing to the next generation. So now we see the picture is complete. 3 fathers gather, and then it says in the verse that we read, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. The first blessing stopped the famine. But if you jump over to verse 10, look at verse 10. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before him. The first blessing, he needed a double portion of the blessing. The first blessing was to stop the famine. The second one was to cause the agricultural environment of Egypt to become fruitful. That's good. Let me give you a scripture. This is the scripture that was quoted, Psalm 67. If you have your Bible, jump over to Psalm 67. Thank you so much for sharing this. You laid a very, very brilliant, brilliant foundation. Look at what it says in Psalm 67. Powerful passage of scripture. It says, God, be merciful unto me and bless us. This was the heart of Pharaoh. Bless us. We need a blessing. We're in crisis. We need a blessing. Pharaoh solicited a blessing from the Father of the realm of the Spirit. He says, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, and your saving health unto all the nations. Let the people praise. We've done the praising. Let the people praise thee, O God, and let the people praise you. In other words, it's repeated, not because of lack of space, but for emphasis. Verse 4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise you, O God. Let the people praise you. In other words, a repetition of praise over and over. Look at the results. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Famine is rebuked when there's an atmosphere of praise and of worship. Then the earth will yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Now, I know there's Bible school students that are really asking the question, how do you know that the famine stopped? That's a very good question. Let's go over to verse 23. Look at verse 23 in Genesis chapter 47. And I want to begin to speak into your life right now. Praise your holy name forever, Father. We bless you. Verse 23 says, then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have brought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. How do you sow when there are yet 5 years of famine? He knew explicitly after the blessing was released that the famine lost its capacity to function. I don't know what famine you're facing in your life, in your ministry, in your business. You could be watching right now from anywhere in the world, all across Africa and Europe. You're watching right now and God is challenging you and telling you that this word is for you. Your famine is to be broken. Your famine is to stop. When you connect with a word like this, when you connect with an anointing like this, when you connect with the five fold ministry that is flowing out of this house, out of this channel, out of this ministry, out of Faith Broadcasting Network, you begin to connect with something greater than yourself, something that has the ability to change your life. The word of God says in the book of Hebrews, he says in the book of Hebrews, talking about the principle of tithing and the relationship between Abraham and Melchizedek, the king of righteousness, he says, we know that there is no controversy, that the less is blessed by the greater. When you need to step into your next level, when you need to break out of famine, when you need to break out of situations, you need to find something greater than yourself. You need to find an anointing that has a global impact. You need to find an anointing that has an international footprint. You need to connect with something that is bigger than you. As your business connects with this ministry, as your business connects with Faith Broadcasting Network, as your business connects with what we're doing here, as your church connects with what is in the house, you are tapping into an anointing that has the capacity to bless you, to take your life to the next level. I came to declare to you, the famine is over. The famine is over. The famine is over. In your business, it's over. The land will have the ability to produce sufficient resources for you. There are widows watching. There are single mothers watching. There are parents in a broken home watching. Your key to financial freedom is the seed that you'll release into the anointing. I encourage you, get out your seed right now. Because I believe there's an anointing in this house. From the time we began to praise, he began to speak about overflow. He began to speak about abundance. There's abundance in the house. There's overflow in the house. There's supernatural release in the house. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is Echad. He is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul. With all of your resources are about to redefine your life. 7 years ago, as I close, 7 years ago, I had one income. My wife and I, my beautiful wife was here. We were on one income, struggling financially, waiting for the 25th for money to come in. Sometimes it came on the 35th, on the 46th of the month. When I began to understand the principle of connecting with an anointing greater than yourself, I connected with a spiritual authority in my life who spoke a blessing that cut the famine. And then he spoke a second blessing that activated supernatural increase. In 7 years, my wife and I have moved from one income, a salary, to having 17 businesses that are touching people across the nations. God has blessed us. So what I'm telling you right now, God can stop the famine in your life and you'll birth your first, your second, your third, your fourth business, your second, third, fourth, fifth income. God can redefine your life. If you believe this word today, bring out your offering, hold it in your hand. I want to prophesy over you. I want to prophesy over the businesses that are watching me, the businessman, businesswoman that is watching this over the internet, on Facebook, on social media. Your life is about to be changed. Your business is about to be redefined. God is about to open new doors. God is about to bring in new clients. God is about to bring in old contracts that had died, old opportunities that had dried up. God says, I will resurrect. I will bring back. The famine was supposed to last for 7 years, but after 2 years, they could sow. After 2 years, they could go in and cultivate. After 2 years, there was an activation of supernatural increase. That's what God is about to do to you. Are you ready to give today? Father, hold up that seed. It's called a wave offering. Wave it before the Lord. The God of heaven, the God of glory, is activating supernatural increase in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, wave that offering to the Lord. While you're watching right there, you can go online. You can give online. You can. The details are on the screen. The bank details. You can do EFTs. You can send money through. You can make a month-on-month covenant to sow into this ministry. You can give a sacrificial seed of whatever amount the Lord is speaking to you today. And I believe as we wave this offering before God, it is a sweet-smelling fragrance that is pleasing unto the Lord. It's an act of worship. Father, we worship you with our seed. We worship you with our offering. We worship you with that which is in our hand. Your word declares that you are one. Your word declares we are to worship you with all our hearts, all our souls, and all our resources. In obedience to your word, we give our seed this morning today. We give our seed today and we declare the famine is over. We declare the famine is over. Come and declare it in your life right now. The famine. I can't hear you. Declare it over again. One last time. The famine is over. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. You triumph over lack. You triumph over famine. You triumph over poverty. You triumph over every devil. The famine is broken. Let's give to the Lord joyfully.
Wow. Listen, wherever you're watching from at home right now, the details on the screen, you be obedient. You do what God's calling you to do right now on the screen. If you're in the United States of America, you can go on to myfaithusa.com and you can give online. If you're in Africa, you can go to myfaithtv.com and you can give. And if you're in the UK, you're going to go to myfaithuk.com and all the information is there for you to be able to sow that seed. All the phone numbers are there. All the address, all the details are on your screen right now. That's a powerful message. That's a powerful word from the heart of God. And I want you to respond and just be obedient right now, because we are getting ourselves into a positional to move into that realm of the supernatural in even a greater way than ever before.